We went to Canine Friends just to try and foster this for the odd weekend, but we fostered Ripple for the first weekend because he was the only dog available at the time. Got him home, and then on the day we had to take him back again, everybody burst into tears, and so we realised that we had to keep him. He's really gentle with the children, and he's still quite a puppy, so lots of fun. Also got us all walking as a family, which is really good fun.
My dog's called Ollie, and he's an English Cocker Spaniel. Ollie's 8.5 years old. He is absolutely gorgeous. He's my prince. He doesn't answer me back, he doesn't give me any grief, and he understands every single word I say. I can tell by his face, his eyes. He's adorable.
Oh, they literally love one another, and it is mutual. Every single morning, she wakes him up at about 6 o'clock. She's sitting on the bedside table right next to him, just meowing like an alarm clock, waking him up, and he wakes up, and then she jumps just into the nook of his arm, and they literally adore each other.
Talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse...
People love their pets, and through history there's been a strong connection between humans and animals. In the words of A.A. Milne of Winnie the Pooh fame, some people talk to animals, not many listen though, that's the problem. Zoe Henderson, a well-known animal communicator and healer who's worked with Olympic show jumping horses in the UK and helps with behaviour and ailments in cats and dogs and a range of animals. She was here in the UAE recently, and I caught up with Zoe at a local stable where she was about to give a consultation to an owner and her horse.
Today I'm going to look at a horse. I don't know what's wrong with them yet. The owner may well tell me that something needs to be addressed, and I will address it. Very often it's mind stuff to start with. Horses always have, you know, it's either they've got bad backs, bad legs, bad saddles, and very often it could be the owner. Transferal. There's a lot of transferal that goes on. The owners know this. Horses are very sensitive and they can tune into you. They can actually tune into what you're thinking, where you're going in your life, if you're stressed. And when they feel stresses with you, they will stress themselves or take it on board.
Some say horses more than any other animal have that there's a very close bond between
yes.
human and horse
yes.
but it is so about being aligned with each other and being
yes.
in tune with each other. But the horse is a very intelligent animal, and
yes.
they do pick up on the human's
yes.
emotions very much so.
And when the riders get on, of course, on the horse and off they go for their competition, whatever it is, the horses can feel exactly what's going on with them in their body and their mind. And then it could deter the best performance that they're going to have. So riders should really just let go of everything before, dump it in a dustbin, all the stress, all the traumas that they've got, so they don't pass it to the horse. But what I'll do today, I'll speak to him first, and then find out what's going with him, if he's happy, and how he feels, the relationship perhaps between the rider and the horse. And then I'll do hands-on, and I'll intuitively know where he needs help. And if he's got pain, I can take away the pain. If it's certainly probably an imbalance, which I'll be able to rebalance them, then we'll just see what happens. Because it just depends. We'll go with the flow and see what happens. Usually they go to sleep. Now, a lot of my horses actually... Well, the pre-Olympic ones that I do, for instance, and the international dressage horses in England, they know me very well now. So as soon as they see me, they know what's going to happen. They shut their eyes, they go down and go to sleep, go down on the ground, and I finish the treatment on the floor while they're asleep. So today, hopefully we will see this. It's a bit difficult because we've got more energies around. It's not just me and him. But you'll notice it, he'll either close his eyes or they'll start closing, his chin will wobble, he'll yawn, he'll rest a back leg, and you and the owner will know that he's absolutely loving and very relaxed, and then it continues, goes into sleep. So afterwards, he will go to sleep earlier this evening, or certainly after the treatment, he'll sleep standing up, or he'll go down.
We moved to the stable and met with the owner, and Zoe explained what would happen as part of her consultation.
She's 15 and she's a retired polo pony.
And how long have you had her?
2 years.
And do you know any of the history?
No, nothing. Apart from retired polo pony from the stables down right. there. And that's okay. it, really.
What's the main problem that you want me to address?
It's really understanding her, you know, and understanding her little quirkiness.
And any injuries that need to be addressed?
She has a tendon injury down here. She's just a bit stiff in her back end, really. And that's all the injuries we've ever had.
You're looking at me, aren't you?
First of all, I'm going to go into her mind to see what's going on and see how she is. Intuitively, I will know what head stuff and where her body needs help. I will just be guided to whichever part of the body needs the help. And obviously, you've stated the hind quarter, the hind stiffness. Yeah. I may well find something off.
Okay.
But nothing major stuff, yeah. just imbalances, yeah. for instance.
Perfect.
Because sometimes they hold past traumas because you don't know anything about her history. What will happen, she will feel everything that I'm doing and she'll tune in to me and she'll know what I'm thinking and okay. saying. She knows that she's going to have a healing. She's a little bit dubious at the moment.
I can see.
She can feel yeah. that I'm going to be doing healing. She knows that something good. So I'll be doing energy psychology with her. I'm hands-on and it's very deep. Yes, good girl. EFT, it's tapping on the meridians. And if you have a trauma in your life, it sticks in your body somewhere. So by doing tapping on different meridians, it's like if you think of meridians as an energy motorway, and if there's a car crash, it sticks. So if it sticks, you need to have it pushed out. So this is what this does, it pushes it out. And she's feeling it already. She will start closing her eyes. With a new horse, you'll find that her eyelids will start closing, even while I'm talking, because she knows I'm doing it already. Her chin will quiver, she'll yawn, and then she'll start resting her hind legs. The normal things for horses when they're really relaxed. Let's just see, darling. Good girl. Good girl. Please, she's got a gorgeous nature, but she needs to trust. She needs to trust the people that she's with or the people that are around her. Noises, you've got to be careful of really loud bangs and fireworks or something like that, because she gets flighty with the noise. And sharp movements. And a lot of the time when she's going down there, she was being pushed in her work. There was an awful lot of noise around her, and it was like cracking of whips or sticks or balls. You know, there were sharp noises. And she actually doesn't like that. All right, she's getting my trust now. Good girl. That's my girl. Yeah, she's been trying to get down twice now. She's very, very sensitive. Gorgeous nature. However, she's got a sense of humour. She's an ex-polo pony, and she has been spooked when she was pushed. She was certainly very much pushed in her polo days. Her back, there's some energy rebalancing that need to be done, and she's quite stiff in her spine. So I was doing invisible surgery, like with heat coming from my hands, to help her with that. And the healing will now continue for 3 days, and after the 3 days, you will certainly feel the benefit. And she's looking at us now, saying, "I don't want to miss out."
Yes.
But when we leave, she'll be down in seconds for sure.
There's no doubt that Zoe knew how to connect with the horse, but it might take a few more sessions to truly address the deep-rooted issues. The bond one makes with an animal can be very special. Shakespeare, my 9.5-year-old Vizsla, has some behavioural quirks. He's adorable, but sometimes has a few issues. So I thought I'd meet Zoe on another occasion and see if Shakespeare could benefit from her healing touch.
I'll go into his head and see how he is and what his character's like and how he is with you and how happy he is, etc., etc. And then, like I was doing with the horse, I will find out where the imbalances are in his body, rebalance his whatever it is that needs to be rebalanced, and see what his energy is like. Now, there is the lump here on the left-hand side, which I will put healing into as well. Now, okay, let's just see where you are, darling. Let's see where you are. Right, there is a past trauma here that's stuck in his body. We can release it. And the first is the abandonment of his siblings, being the only survivor of the litter. He's been wobbly at the very beginning. So needed a lot of love. a lot of attention, and he's actually a one-person dog. So when he came to you, he felt as if he was being abandoned again, because he had another owner after he'd left the litter. And once he found your trust, then the love started becoming very evident, and you are actually very bonded, very bonded. He's very happy. He feels as if in a little piece of paradise with you. Gets his own way. Quite like the horse in many ways. You know, to begin with, he said, "Can I trust you?" Mm. But he knows exactly what I'm doing. But he doesn't know anything about it. Doesn't know the feeling. So a question in his mind: what's she doing? Because I know it's something. Yeah. And he's very sensitive, yeah. And he's taking this and he's taking it all in. Now he will sleep a lot today. And afterwards, he needs a lot of water to drink. And he's actually given me this part to heal.
He has, hasn't he? Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's opened his leg for you. Oh, submission.
He says, this is the bit, we know it, but he's saying this is the bit that needs to be healed. Although I've got my hand on where the lump is, he's going to lie down. Yeah, mm. It's gone right down. Because he's absorbing the healing, he's just accepting it, and he will be going to sleep.
Incredible to see him like that. Yeah, literally submit.
Right down, head on the ground. He will want to sleep. Normally he's very curious about everything.
Yes.
So
that's what surprised me. Normally, yes. The fact he's so willing to sit with you, yes. And then go down, yeah. Like that.
Yes, good boy. Good boy. He's feeling peace in himself. We're releasing that trauma, which is now coming out in aggression with some of the dogs when you're walking. But with the where I've got my hand on the lump, I mean the heat is,
oh yeah,
like our water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying, don't take my hand off, put it back. I'm localizing on the lump. It's going all the way through his body, so that will be rebalancing, but particularly on this.
Well, Shakespeare certainly was very relaxed at the end of our session with Zoe. You know, she has a special way, and Shakespeare relaxed with her very, very quickly, and he was so lovely afterwards as well. The bonding time you get with your animal and a way to develop a deeper understanding of your pet's personality and needs is what I gained from that session. For more information, check out the website at dubaieye1038.com/Dubai Today, and for photos and film of Zoe at work. When we come back, it's the Animal House with the guys from DKC Veterinary Clinic and Dubai Kennels and Cattery. SMS your questions and let me know what you love the most about your animal.
And I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course. Can't you?